The revolution's 30th anniversary has many Iranian Americans looking back. Here's the story of one of them, a student revolutionary who ended up in the U.S. teaching about Iran.
My name is Afshin Mateen Askeri, and I am a professor of history at California State University, Los Angeles.
I'm going to go back and give you some kind of a background on Iran and Afghanistan and Iraq, because they're related.
I was born in Tehran, I would say in a middle-class family, Muslim, but I was not raised religious. The Shah, to us, was a despot. There was a secret police. Everyone knew about that. I wanted to leave Iran and go to the U.S. and specifically come to Los Angeles. The first week that I arrived in Los Angeles, I regularly attended student opposition meetings. In the fall of 1978, I realized that, well, if I'm interested in revolution, it's happening. Instead of studying it, I might as well just drop all of these courses and go back to Iran and join it. So I went back and just jumped into the street protest, and that was December 1978, and the Shah fell within 2 months. In those protests, there was a clear attempt to silence people who did not agree with what was kind of becoming an Islamic movement led by Khomeini. If you say something different, it means you are weakening the movement, and so you are a secret pro-Shah sympathizer. This is black and white. You're either with us under this one leadership, or you are on the other side. And universities in Iran were closed, so I decided to come back to Los Angeles to at least have a degree and then go back to Iran. My fellow student activists who were pro-government had reported me, and they told me they have reported me. You dared speak against the revolution, so, you know, go back to Iran and see what happens to you. I had friends who went to prison, who died or executed. These were also people who had been opposed to the Shah, but were also opposed to the new regime, and they paid for it. I could see that basically my side of this revolution had already lost, so I did not go back. And I didn't go back for 18 years. Those of us who were kind of mesmerized by the idea of the romance of revolution soon learned that it's much more painful and costly. When I went back after 18 years, my brother, who was 7 when I left, was getting married, so it was really like an extremely moving experience. But then after that, I've been going back every year. Eventually became a U.S. citizen also, and I chose to study Iranian history to be able to be in a profession where what I do is related to who I am.
Afshin Mateen Askeri's story was produced by NPR's Amy Walters. You can hear the stories of other Iranian Americans who got out on our website, npr.org. Tomorrow on Morning Edition, host Steve Inskeep reports on a book that the Iranian revolutionaries frowned on but could never suppress. This is All Things Considered from NPR News.